Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Well, good evening, everybody. We have got a great show today, a very powerful show. Alex McFarland here, so honored to be sitting in for pastor, attorney, and broadcaster Abe Hamilton III. This is the Hamilton Corner, and you're listening to the American Family Radio Network. We've got a great show. I know so much of the national attention is focused on politics. Just next week will be the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin. I'll actually be there and be doing some interviews and broadcasting from there. And of course, the fracturing of the Democrat Party and the questions about will President Biden be the nominee for the Democrat Party. Later on in the show, we'll have a conversation with Pastor Stephen Broden. He is an African-American pastor in support of candidate Donald Trump. He's pro-life, pro-family, and we'll talk later on in the program with Pastor Stephen Broden about the black vote, how for to a large degree the Democrat Party has seemed to have kind of a majority sway on the vote among the African-American community. Pastor Stephen Broden says that's changing, and we'll talk with him about that. But right now, I'm so excited about the conversation we're going to have with just a longtime AFA personality and figure, Kendra White. And I'm going to cue up this really by quoting Hosea 4, verse 6. Hosea 4, 6, God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And we know that education and confidence and having a good grasp on a biblical worldview, it gives people confidence. It gives, I believe, biblical worldview gives people stability in their walk and witness. And Kendra White, Director of Special Initiatives with AFA, she has got something very exciting to talk about that I think is going to enrich the life and the witness of a whole lot of people. Kendra, you're a blessing, and I want to thank you for being with us right now on the Hamilton Corner.
Well, thank you. It's so good to talk to you again, and we were just commenting off air about how long we've both been with this amazing ministry, and I just love speaking as one proponent of worldview training to another. I love your heart for training people, and I know we have a lot in common in that area.
Well, amen. Exactly. And you know what? July 1 is really kind of my anniversary because July 1, 2009, we went on the air with Exploring the Word. And so about 15 years now, what a blessing it's been that God's allowed me to be a part of AFA and the American Family Radio Network. And you've been with the ministry and done so many amazing things. But tell me about Activate. My wife and I got the AFA Journal, The Stand, and I know I've read about it in The Stand. I've heard about it on Today's Issues. But what is Activate, and tell us how you came to be a part of this project?
Yeah, I am so excited about this incredibly needed resource. So for anybody who's been a longtime follower of AFA, you've probably heard us talk on the radio and through our print publications about all of the controversial issues facing our country and the dire need for a biblical worldview for all of those perspectives. So a couple years ago, Wesley Wildman, he was traveling the country meeting supporters of AFA and connecting with people, and they were just begging him for a resource to not just talk about individual issues as they come up, but to really train people to do this in their own communities. Basically saying, what AFA stirs people up about, how can I bring that to my church home, to my family, to my representatives? And I want to take that next step, but I don't know how to get involved. And I think for a lot of us, worldview training it starts off as academic, right? It's like, you have to know how to respond. And we know that maybe God's word has something to say about same-sex marriage or abortion, but we can't point to the verses. We can't articulate what we feel and know in our hearts. And so a lot of times we falter in those important conversations. So what we wanted to do was create a course to really equip the everyday believer to have those daily conversations with friends, with family, with people they meet on the street, so that they can take the truth of God's word and be a light in the darkness. So basically, this is a worldview training course to specifically deal with the controversial issues. We know that there's a lot of great Bible teaching out there that's so important and needed. But we wanted to tackle a lot of the topics that people just aren't willing to address. And that's one of the things that I love about AFA is they're not afraid to shine light into some of the darkest areas of culture. So just basically how the program works, you sign up. And there will be 18 different videos that you watch that are these really powerful teachings, falls into 5 different units, covering all of the controversial issues you can imagine. We talk about the sanctity of marriage. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm saying these issues that are so important to address from a biblical perspective, and AFA doesn't shy away from tackling these issues.
No, sir, we do not. So everything from religious liberty and the need to speak up before our voices are completely silenced, to stewardship and this push to teach, against capitalism, that capitalism is a dirty word, and helping our children understand that to the pro-life issue. So we tackle all of those units. So it would be a video that you would watch. And then it comes along with a workbook. So this is going to have discussion questions that really help you. And if you're like me, I learn a lot from watching. I'm very visual, but I have to connect with something in at least 3 ways for it to really sink home and seep deep into my heart. So the first way is you watch the video. The second is you have these discussion questions. And we love for people to go through this course in small groups. It's designed to be able to do it as an individual, or you can with your spouse, or you can do it with a small group. But even if it's just you answering these questions and having to re-articulate what you just learned. But then there's this third component, which I love, and it's we have these activity challenges that actually require you to get out and do something with this information that you've learned. And this is what's different from a lot of other courses that you might find. It is academic in nature, but it's also very practical. We titled it Activate because, we were there's all these Christians out there that we know they believe in the Word of God, but it's like they're these little sleeper cells and they need to be woken up to go accomplish things for the kingdom of God. And we want to activate them to get out, you can do this. So just some examples, it might be if in our pro-life unit, our Sanctity of Human Life unit, you might have to go connect with a local pregnancy center and find a way to volunteer or support them. You might have to call your local representatives and tell them that you're passionate about a certain issue. You might, we've got challenges that are for people who are introverts and extroverts, so you might have to, some of them you'll have an option of what you can pick from the list, go sit down with your pastor and ask him, if he plans on tackling any of these topics. There's so many churches today that are afraid to shy away from, they shy away from these important issues. And sometimes it just takes a little push from someone talking to their pastor to encourage him, hey, you have our support. Or maybe it's sitting down with somebody who disagrees with you on this issue and just having a conversation with them over coffee. So there's a lot of practical aspects to this that I think are really going to hopefully stir people up for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Kendra, this is so exciting. And let me just say, as a former senior pastor, and I've spoken in 2,000 American churches, you're right that there are a lot, not all, but there are many pastors and pulpits that are silent on so many of these issues, whether it be morals or marriage, or even, like you say, capitalism. And the fact that, we don't want to be a secular Marxist nation. And I just think this is wonderful. And the website is activate.afa.net, where people can learn more about these training courses.
You got it. All the information on which course you can sign up is there. You have a trailer you can watch. And even if you're not ready to sign up for this, please share that trailer with somebody, because this is fresh out from AFA. And the kingdom of God just needs people to be educated and taught. So we encourage you, please help us share that trailer right now.
You know, Kendra, I think people of all ages are very, very hungry for truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you and I do this, we just finished our fourth of seven youth camps. So we've got three more to go this summer. 1,200 teenagers, middle school, high schoolers. And I want to say this, because we're in front of teenagers from, 35 states. They want to know truth, and not only salvation mm-hmm. truth, which that's, of course, the most important thing about the Lord and salvation, but they want to know about America. Kids want to know how they can mm-hmm. make a difference. And part of the reason I say that, Kendra, I want to encourage pastors, parents, youth leaders, Sunday school teachers, the people that are under your mentoring and discipleship, they want truth. And I'm so thrilled, Kendra, that Activate is giving people of all ages the truth that will enable them to confidently, consistently live out a biblical worldview.
So important. And we have professors, I think there's 13 different professors that specialize in each of these areas. So, you know, you mentioned that young people really want to understand what's going on specifically in our country. We have Rick Green, the president of the founder of the Patriot Academy, who just kills it, knocks it out of the park in breaking down and unlearning some things that really need to be untaught before we can really understand some of the basis of religious liberty. Mm-hmm. We have Abraham Hamilton, who hosts the program you're listening to now.
Right.
He helps with our marriage whole unit and really laying down a biblical foundation, because, you know, a lot of us know what the Bible says about marriage, but if you say, well, where does it say that? We don't know how to articulate it. And so a lot of times I think we're silenced, and it's not that you have to have a PhD in biblical studies to be able to have these conversations. Honestly, it just takes a little bit of study and preparation and forethought and practice for everyday individuals to be able to be shining lights. And, you know, in our Sanctity of Human Life unit, we had one of our challenges. There's this like 1 minute defense of life that we ask people to memorize. Just word for word. It's not long at all, but it's equipped with the language that's going to help you to be able to verbalize what you probably already know, but didn't feel confident enough to engage in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. What about the role of like moral truth in our country? Do you talk about, because right away people will say, oh, well, there's separation of church and state. And if you talk about marriage being between a man and a woman, or like even if you speak, you know, critically of transgenderism, people will say, okay, there's separation of church and state. Do you address that, how Judeo-Christian morality really is the foundation of our Constitution?
100%. In fact, Rick Green, man, he kills it. Specifically, he goes into, in one of our sessions, where that phrase separation of church and state came from and all of the misconceptions. And I learned stuff from being a part of this course of, you know, it's Thomas Jefferson that wrote a letter. And he wasn't even at the Constitutional Convention. We think that this is, you know, in our Constitution. That's not where that phrase comes from. And so just like when you understand the history of it and how some of these phrases have been politicized and twisted because of an agenda, it really equips you to not be afraid. You know, that phrase, church, you know, separation of church and state, has been used as a weapon to just silence Christians. And when you realize how twisted of an arrow of the enemy that is, it helps you to be able to respond. And you talked about, you know, moral truth versus, you know, there's this idea of, is there any real truth? We tackle a little bit of that in our first unit, which is kind of it's called Activate 101. It's the baseline for the entire course. And we talk about how scripture is, you know, for any believer, the ultimate source of truth that we have. But sometimes when we're articulating certain points, it's helpful when talking with unbelievers to not just use scripture, but to also use other forms of logic. So like in our pro-life, you know, we talk about, you know, here's from the study of embryology from, you know, the world of science. Here's an argument you can have. If it's a believer, here's the scriptures that you can use. So we're wanting to put so many tools in your arsenal so that as the enemy tries to tear down truth, you'll be ready to confront it.